I've been interested in the story of the Canara Thistle since I was a boy. When I was about 10 at the Christmas holidays that year, my parents gave my brother and me a set of miniature NHL trophies that was being sold at the time by the Hockey Hall of Fame. And I still have, it sits on my bookshelf behind the desk where I work, I still have the Stanley Cup from that collection. It's, I don't know, maybe 3 inches high. But it was engraved with not the names of the players like the actual trophy is, but the names of all the teams who won the Stanley Cup. And when I was younger and my eyesight was better, I could actually read Canara Thistles on my Stanley Cup. The trophies actually came with a booklet as well. So I've been sort of aware of the story of the Thistles since I was a boy, and it's just always fascinated me. I've always been interested in kind of old-time hockey, and more so as I get older myself, and that's how it started.
Was there something about Canara that put the hook into your hockey interest, Eric?
I think it's just sort of the name, you know, Canara Thistles. It was so quirky, and before they were called Canara, they were called Rat Portage. That was the name of the town, its original name, Rat Portage. Which, I don't know, as a kid, that just seemed interesting. But for now, like as a grown-up, I guess, you know, this was a small town in northwestern Ontario. It's still a small town in northwestern Ontario. This is in a time when hockey teams basically, you know, played 7 men a side. There was an extra position called the Rover, and didn't have rosters of more than 8 or 10 guys. You know, you didn't really substitute unless someone was badly injured. And from this little town, 4 guys who all grew up together went on to play for this Stanley Cup team and were all later enshrined in the Hockey Hall of Fame. And I think that just always fascinated me. Like, how could such a small town at such a small time develop so many good players so quickly?
We're with Eric Zwig. He's got a great book out called Engraved in History, a book launch party coming up that we'll talk about in Owen Sound. Eric, how easy or how difficult was the research aspect of writing this book?
It's funny. I've been collecting stories about the Thistles long enough that once upon a time it involved, you know, going to the library, cranking through microfilm, making photocopies. Now there are so many websites that access old newspapers that have been digitized. That made it much easier. I mean, I don't really think I could have done it, at least not in the same way and in the same time span, without that. I mean, I spend an inordinate amount of my time reading old newspapers on microfilm as it is. So this was just, you know, a little more focused and a little more intense. I've also had, you know, I've been to Canara, though not for a while. I was up in Canara and helped do some work on a book they did in 2007 when they were celebrating the centennial of their Stanley Cup. So I knew some of the people in the library up there. I knew some writers from up there. So they were able to funnel me some things. There have been, I mean, the team has long been interest to, you know, hockey nerds such as myself. I hope those beefs aren't bothering you at your end. So there's lots been written about the team over the years. But as I say, much of it was a long time ago. And so it was hard for people to do the research. It's easier to do now. But there were a lot of, I guess, stepping stones to lead me up to where I got to. But I think, you know, this is definitely more and more intense research than anyone's ever done into this team.
What do you think the impact will be in Canara with your book? I mean, you've experienced the 100th anniversary, and now along comes your book, Engraved in History.
Yeah, well, the book was, I mean, it was the idea of a writer I know who's from Canara, who he's just a classic sort of small-town story. You know, he works as a writer, but he also publishes a magazine in town, and he works as an electrician to actually earn his money. And he did a children's book about the Thistles that came out many years ago, and had always sort of wanted to do an official history of the team, but didn't want to really do it himself. And we've met over the years, and so he reached out to me, and I was pretty excited to jump on. And I know that he's always said to me, I thought, you know, like, I write a lot of books about the history of sports, and I know that some of them don't sell very well. But he's always said, oh, yeah, there'll be tons of interest in Canara, in Winnipeg, in the area around here. I mean, this is not going to be a national bestseller that's going to be on par with a Stephen King book, but I think it's going to do well in its niche market.
And finally, speaking of markets, you've got a book launch for your event here in Owen Sound because you're an Owen Sound-based writer.
Yes. Well, as I say, right now the book is only available in Canara. It will be a release sort of wide, nationwide, in the fall when hockey season starts. But I thought, well, you know, I live in a small town too. So Marianne at Ginger Press has gotten in several copies of the book. She's always been a big supporter of my books. And we'll have a launch at the Ginger Press on Thursday evening, July 28th at 7 p.m., and I hope people will come by.
Engraved in History, the story of the Kenora Thistles. Eric, thanks for this. All the best.
Thanks very much.